Good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew to nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
Hello, everybody. Terry Hall. Hey, This Week in Real Estate is this Sunday from 10 until noon. That's right, this Sunday from 10 until noon. And next week, we're going to give away a prize if you can guess when we'll be on the air. But this Sunday, This Week in Real Estate's on from 10 until noon. That's 10 until noon this Sunday, This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall right here on the Big 550 KTRS. That's This Week in Real Estate from 10 until noon this Sunday. I'll look forward to seeing you there.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouthwatering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
Yeah, turn the volume up. Got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
partners would be Dan and Peon.
There's no fun left on
FM. And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
dirty chicken butts.
There's nothing I hate worse or more than dirty chicken butts. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 5th, 10 days away from the Ides of March edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where they are proud to announce they have a brand new location, another location, across from the Galleria on Brentwood. So congratulations to you folks. I can barely hear the music. Is it just me that can barely hear the music? Is Bruce, the mic's not working?
What?
What? Thank you. We have a great joke for you. We'll tell you about First Community and then anything else we can throw into this mix. But first,
hey!
Let me tell you who else is in the room. Eon the Peon is in the room. He's the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, we would like you to get a absolutely free second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And I'm not kidding when I say this. Was it on the air we were talking to somebody? No. It was on our trip to Mexico where one of our travelers, our listeners, was telling us about that he now goes every year and has his ears cleaned out because you don't realize how much wax is in there and how much better you hear, you know, if they shoot that warm stuff in and that wax comes out. And Rat Boy just came back from the ear doctor. And he thought he was going deaf, and they flushed that stuff in there, and he said they took out almost a pound And it wasn't wax. What was it?
Cheese.
A pound of cheese out of his ears. Yeah.
Hmm.
That would impair your hearing. Peon says we need to talk lower. His hearing's so sensitive now, he can hear everything. Sorry, Peon. We'll keep it down. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like polka music, and who doesn't? Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. Pound of cheese in your ears.
Yeah.
A lot of cheese.
That's a lot.
Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. You're probably, if you're listening, you bank somewhere. I doubt that there are, you know, a dozen people listening who don't bank somewhere. Maybe a dozen. And they're probably in their 90s. Got money in coffee cans or something. I'll never forget there was a guy, this was about 25 years ago. He worked sort of in the business. He was a freelance announcer. He bought an old house in Richmond Heights or somewhere, and it had a, you know, those musty old, you know, those basements you go into and they smell like old basements. They just,
yeah.
They got that musty smell. And he said the like one of the walls was bricks, and they were down there remodeling, and they discovered a brick. And it was loose, and he pulled it out. And just like in a movie or something, I'll never forget when he told me the story, he said they pulled it, and they reached in, and somebody who had owned that home at some time had put a coffee can or something back behind the brick, and they pulled it out, took another couple of bricks out, and it was like $50,000 in there.
Wow.
And just wadded up, rolled up hundreds or something. That's how a lot of people used to save their money. They didn't trust the banks. I think those days are over. I think that you can not only trust First Community Credit Union, but you can feel real good about the fact that, you know, I know one of the TV stations has a slogan, we're looking out for you, or watching out for you, or something. Well, that's what First Community is doing. They're watching out for you. So that you don't have to shop rates, they're shopping them. They're on top of that. Don't worry about getting the best rate on the money you're saving or the money you're borrowing. They'll take care of that. They know they have to do that. They'll take care of you if you need a car loan. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better rate anywhere than First Community Credit Union. And they do things they don't have to do, like pop popcorn fresh all the time for the members. See, that's what we're called. We're called members, not just customers. And we'd love for you to join us and become a member. So just come on. Red Rover. Let whoever, whatever your name is, come on over. Did you ever play that as a kid? What a dumb game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dumb game. And how'd that work? Once you came over, then what happened?
Well, there was two lines of people holding hands, and you'd run and you'd try to break through at the joint where the two hands are together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you broke through, you get somebody from their side on your side. So it
Woo-hoo,
ends up...
That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, that's it. That's the game.
Did you ever play Sling Statue?
No.
You sling people around, and then they're supposed to land in a frozen position. I don't even know how you win that.
Yeah, it was
too
better.
Hey, it's Tennessee. We didn't have anything to do. Red Rover, let all of you come over. Yeah, thank you. To First Community Credit Union, we would love to have you in our membership, and I think you'll be glad you made that decision. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. Please don't forget, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with Paul Warner, the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale every Saturday morning. As most of you know, we just came back from Mexico. It hasn't even been 2 weeks. And I know a lot of you hate us because we went there and you were shivering and freezing. Well, that's life. While we were on our trip, the night before we left, we left on Saturday to come back. And so Friday night, we had a get-together. And we got up and we just sort of thanked everybody for coming. And then we did some goofy stuff that it was impromptu. We hadn't planned on doing it.
No.
And one of the things that I did was I announced that a couple on our trip had gotten engaged on our trip. Now, I'm not going to mention names because my intent is not to embarrass anybody here. But they became engaged on the trip. And I said... That I said, you know, to the woman, who's really, really cute, I said, you know, a lot of times a guy will pull this engagement thing just to get some, and then when they get back home, they call it off. They called it off. Whoa. It hasn't even been 2 weeks. Dan, you know who I'm talking about.
Yep, I do.
And I don't know the circumstances. I don't need to know. It's none of my business. But I got an email from her, and she says, I just, wow, she said, how did you know? See, the psychic thing that I have, people think it's a joke. This is how real it is. I get up and say, you know, this not, might not stick. He just might want to get something. And sure enough, there. So I wish them both the best. I hope they're both with us next year. Well, that might be awkward if they're with other people, if they both go.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they stay
together. No offense
together,
to him, but I hope she goes because she's hot.
Maybe they stayed together and they just decided to call the wedding off. That could be.
That could be.
Yeah.
I wish them the best.
I hope they did
and
that.
You know what? If nothing else, she was introduced to the show because she actually wasn't a listener. He, and to him, I say thank you for that because he's introduced another person to the show, and now she's a regular listener. And
because take it from me, marriage sucks.
Well, that doesn't speak for everybody.
No, but, not everybody, but live together. And when you live together, and then you live together, and everything's fine, and then
well, Dan,
you
would know you're the world's leading authority on this. You lived together with this person 18 years.
Yes.
18 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Things are fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get married.
Get married. How long?
Wasn't too
long after.
No.
All right, I'll add another saying. Marriage ruins everything.
Yes. Another one.
For you gun haters who think that every bad thing that happens is because of guns, did you see that thing in Beijing? Those people that killed 29 people with knives?
Yes.
Eight people,
wow.
Bunch of lunatics at the at a Chinese railway station. They killed 29 people. They injured 143 people are wounded, and it's all with knives.
Well, it was big old machetes, and it wasn't
the point is, it wasn't a gun.
Right.
You know, you don't have to have a gun. Mean is mean, and evil is evil, and terror is terror, whether there's a gun involved or not. All right, now, Bill Cleveland sent me this. This is, there's a website where people in other countries can go, and they go there to read about America. Now, these are actual postings from people who visited America, and this is what they're telling people who are considering going to America. Here's a posting from someone from Latin America. It says, it's probably best if you go to America not to drink the water. There are strict laws regarding hygiene at eating places that must be met so that restaurants and even street stalls are safe. I don't know what that... See, that's a term they're using
street
in Latin
stalls.
America. What are our street stalls? I don't know what that is. In some areas, you can take the tap water, but bottled water is available everywhere and is most recommended. Well, this is the first I've ever heard of this. See, for us, that's Mexico. They say outside of the resort. Well, here's somebody from Latin America saying, if you go to America, don't drink their water. Here's a posting from Germany. American social boundaries are very inconsistent. Things like... we should get together sometime doesn't really mean anything unless the same people keep mentioning it to you. And during a party at a house, don't be surprised if Americans will just walk up to your refrigerator and help themselves. From Switzerland. Forget public nudity, intoxication, or urination. The legal system in America can be very different from one state to another and is often inspired by moral principles that are stiffer than Switzerland. For example, it is forbidden to bathe topless or urinate on public roads. How horrible.
What? Oh, my goodness. He gets.
Urinate
yeah.
on public roads.
Well, who
roads?
Wants to go to America? You can't urinate on the road. It says, or photograph partially unclothed children, even at home. It is forbidden in America for people under 21 to drink alcohol. Similarly, people who drink alcohol in public or carry alcoholic beverages without concealing it from the eyes are guilty of an offense. That's from Switzerland, warning people, you don't want to come to America because they don't let women walk around topless. I agree
yeah,
with
that's
that.
A horrible
that's
one.
Horrible. That is horrible.
You know, the Europeans are talking about not drinking the water, maybe because we have fluoride in the water and they don't want their teeth to look good.
Well, or maybe because we like ice. They hate ice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From France. Here's a French person who came to America, and here's the post. Do take a road trip across the West, but don't be weird about American Indians or cops. Do not miss and be certain to visit driving in a country that venerates it but scrupulously respects the speed limits. Well, what kind of writing is this?
What?
The Constabulary of the United States, I guess they mean Constitution, is not kidding. Remember, Indian reserves in the Western United States are economic and human realities. They are not museums. I don't know what that means. Here's from Italy. In America, tipping is fraught with misunderstanding. Is it true, for example, that I have to I'm forced to be tipped? It is not mandatory to tip. However, it is strongly recommended in America because in many cases it's the only entry of workers. I guess they mean by that it's their how they make their money. Generally, in a restaurant, in the cab, and in many places in America where there is a service gratuity, it is 15%. Since the bill that will take you, specifically the city tax of 8.875% is sufficient, you should double that sum without bothering to do the calculations. In the hotel, you leave $2 a day per person. Obviously, you do not leave tips in places like McDonald's or Starbucks. Okay, well, I think I see what they're saying there. From Australia, again, advice to people going to America. You will probably get sucked into a political discussion if you go to America. Americans are really opinionated, and they want to know what you think about the government, about politics, about current issues. A typical conversation in America might go like this. Hi, I'm Matt. Nice to meet you. The name's Bob. Where are you from, Matt? Sydney, Australia. Oh, I see. You've come a long way. So what do you think about Obamacare?
Not here. You won't have to worry about that with me if you want.
No, me either. Did we mention, this also from Australia, did we mention the violence of United States toilets? A veritable swimming pool of water greets you when you open the toilet lid, and when you flush, it all goes down the drain in a huge rotating whirlpool.
Wow.
Wow, as opposed to what?
Yeah, exactly. I guess they just, like, have a hole.
Maybe it just goes whoosh.
Hey,
like
when my wife was a travel agent, I think it was India. I'm not sure. Honest to goodness, she said there are places you go and there are holes in the floor and you just kind of hover over it and it just goes down into some big septic thing. There is no swirling water. You just got to drop it. From the UK, if you go to America, you might get a fever. There are occasional outbreaks of mosquito-borne diseases, including this West Nile virus, Eastern equine encephalitis, and dengue fever. What is that? Dengue. Dengue fever? I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
That's a warning from the UK. Americans, also from the UK, are proud of their old-world connections, no matter how tenuous. When an American announces that they're part Irish, part Polish, and part Moldovan because of their great-great-grandparents hailed from these far-off lands, you might find yourself snorting dismissively. Try to hold off until they're out of earshot. In other words, don't talk about them until we've walked away. I don't know. Are we that bad about talking about our ancestors? I never noticed that.
Yeah.
From India, the United States does not offer much in terms of shopping. Based on my experience, everyone needs to bring almost every basic thing that you need on a daily basis. What? If you go to America, bring everything you need because there's nothing in the way of shopping? Where did this person go? From China. Americans love to follow rules, even when no one is looking. Americans are such strict rule followers. I witnessed this once sitting on the sidelines of a high school dodgeball game. To me, it was goofy, a little violent, and very American. It struck me that my classmates followed the rules of the game so strictly, even when no one person noticed that a person had been hit and he could have kept playing, he voluntarily gave himself up and left the game. I was deeply impressed by how much people honor the rules, even when nobody is watching. From Russia. Gifts are not a big deal in America. And did you know that bribery is illegal? Americans do not expect gifts. On the contrary, an unexpected gift while conducting business can put an American in an awkward position. Such things for Americans suggest reciprocity. Business gifts in the United States are not acceptable. Moreover, they cause suspicion. Americans fear they could be construed as a bribe, and in the United States, that is punishable by law. Well, I think they nailed it. This is why, in our country, you don't see people in business giving... No, wait a minute. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
Huh? Perks and gifts. And let's do this one from also from China. Socializing with Americans can be tricky. Showing up at a business associate's home uninvited in the United States is unacceptable. You may be invited to a picnic if you've known each other for several years and you're social outside the office. As a rule, the invitation will only be on a weekend and you don't have to prepare for something extravagant. Everything is the same as ours is here in China. I'm sorry, in Russia, only with far less booze. Bring something sporty, a ball, something for badminton. Americans are fervent fans of these things. Phone etiquette in America usually involves the gradual end of the conversation, confirmation agreements, and standard closing remarks, like, see you later. But that should not be taken literally. You might not see the person later. This is a courtesy, and no more. Russian conversational patterns often sound harsh to Americans. Statements like, you're wrong, can be offensive in America. It could be interpreted as, you're a liar. Therefore, it's better if you're in America to say, I do not think I can agree with this. So, there you have just a few of the impressions that people have of America who have been here from other places. Interesting article that Peon gave me on lobster, because lobster, to me, excluding all the real fancy foo-foo stuff that I can't even pronounce, that's like, man, when you've got some extra cash and you want to really go for it, you go have lobster. But check this out. Lobster is like now luxurious and maybe kind of a delicacy, but at one time, it was literally regarded as the cockroach of the sea.
It's like peasant food.
It was fed to, yes, servants, migrants, people's cats. It was the laughingstock of all seafood and was a dish fit only for poor people. Even having lobster shells in your house was a sign of poverty, and you're looked down on if there was evidence you'd eaten lobster. And then today, it's like caviar or something. How about that? It says during World War II, lobsters weren't rationed like other foods, so people of all classes started to eat it and discover that it was actually delicious. And by the 50s, it was a bona fide luxury food. So formerly cockroach of the sea, now lobster has found its place. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'd like to wait a year after telling a joke before we tell it again. I hope it's been a year. If not, I had a request for this. Actually, I had a request for another joke. Bill Cleveland reminded me of this joke. So if it hasn't been quite a year, sorry, here's the joke. Guy moves into a neighborhood, and the moving van, it's obvious new people are moving in. They're unloading the van, and he's out in front of the house, and the neighbor walks over and says, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. I'm Bill. I'm your next-door neighbor. He says, Bill, nice to meet you. I'm Fred. And he says, well, Fred, just moving in. What do you do? Where do you work? He said, well, I just got hired at the university. I'm a professor. He goes, well, I think you're going to really like this neighborhood. Fred, professor of what? What do you teach? He says, I teach logic. Bill says, logic. Forgive me, I'm not a college graduate, and I don't really know what that means. What does that mean, you teach logic? And Fred, the professor, says, well, let me give you an example. I'm looking over at your house there, Bill, next door to me, and I see that you have a chain link fence. He said, yeah, I do. So what? He said, well, that tells me that you probably have a pet. Probably a dog. He goes, yeah, we do have a dog. He says, I'm going to guess also that you have children, because generally a home with a chain link fence and a dog, there's some kids. He said, I got three kids. Wow. He says, and that tells me that you have a wife, because you have kids, so you have a wife. He goes, yeah, I have a wife. He says, which tells me that you are heterosexual. So you see, Bill, logic, from just looking at a chain link fence, I am able to logically deduce that you are heterosexual. Bill says, wow, that is something. That's incredible. Welcome to the neighborhood, Fred. And they go on their separate ways. And the next day, Bill goes to work, and he's telling a coworker, he says, hey, this guy moved in next to me, and he's a logic professor. And Bill's coworker said, what does that mean? He goes, well, I'll show you how it works. Do you have a chain link fence? And the coworker says, no. And Bill says, homo.
And it's time for a look at traffic right now. Let's go airborne. Check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, if you're traveling on westbound 40, that seems to be the worst of all the highways. You're running slow between Compton and Vandeventer, Kings Highway through McCausland, Ballast through Mason, then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. You're also going to find a stretch from Highway 94 to almost Highway or Winghaven. Then on westbound 70, running slow past the airport, they have cleared the accident at Highway 94, so look for some slow traffic. 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, and it's going to start getting heavy again as you make your way towards Cave Springs. 370 eastbound, 370 west of Elm, they've cleared that earlier accident that went off the roadway. All lanes are now open. Eastbound 270, you're slowing a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Downtown, you're still slow Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Looking for great temporary accounting or finance jobs? Account Temps has them. Register at accounttemps.com, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Uniquely live and local.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-600-1356.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-600-1356. That's 1-800-600-1356.
What's better than watching Michael Wacha in last year's postseason?
The kid pitcher shutting out the Dodgers.
Well, how about taking home his bobblehead on April the 11th? That one? You also won't want to miss Jack Buck, Jim Edmonds, or the Secret Weapon Bobblehead Days. Get your tickets through one of our promotional packs or as an individual game. Tickets on sale now. Don't wait. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
Fans, this is Michael Wacha. This season, there's a lot to celebrate when it comes to Cardinal baseball.
Your Cardinals are National League champions for 2013.
We'll start by celebrating the club's 19th National League championship with a pin night on the second home game of the season. Following that, you can take home my bobblehead, NL Champs ring, pennant flag, jersey, and trophy days. There are promotional packs and tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-216-0668. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-216-0668. That's 1-800-216-0668. 1-800-216-0668.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
If you're worried about paying your mortgage, here's some good news. The federal government's Making Home Affordable program has been extended. Also, there are new opportunities for more struggling homeowners to qualify. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, additional help is available. Get mortgage relief today. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE. That's makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 888-995-HOPE.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or to speak with an attorney, in Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
SoCal time. That's what they call Southern California, SoCal. Yeah, I think you need to be from there or live there to be able to get away with that. It's like the Porsche and the Porsche people. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Folks, gift certificates. This is one of those things, you know how you give gifts and they say some people never use them or they give them to somebody else? No. Not a gift certificate from Annie Guns at the Smokehouse Market. The person you give it to is not going to let anybody else have that, and they are going to use it. Fantastic places, Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Hi, Dan. I actually tried to call Tom today. I haven't talked to him for forever. And I was thinking, I've eaten there about a dozen times. I know you like the steaks.
Yeah.
But, you know, last time I was there, I had, like, these lamb chops.
Yeah.
With, like, a mushroom chutney kind of thing on it.
Yep.
Oh, mouth-watering.
A lot of people who like lamb love it there. I'm not a lamb guy.
There you go.
Theirs is good.
Pacquist question, name the name of the star who is a huge, huge, huge fan of Downton Abbey has offered to make a cameo appearance. George Clooney. Bradley Cooper. Robert Downey Jr. Answer in just a minute. Ryan Seacrest news. Ryan's company is being sued for millions and millions of bucks for a device that they have developed and marketed. It's sort of a BlackBerry-type keyboard that plugs into the bottom of the iPhone. BlackBerry is crying trademark infringements. This thing could get ugly. Following his Oscar red carpet duties on Sunday,
edit that out,
Ryan Seacrest started moving into his $37 million mansion.
Who's this?
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, man, that guy's raking it in.
And he bought it. He bought this house from Ellen DeGeneres. It's Ellen's old house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's old house is $37
million. You know, if I had $37 million, I wouldn't buy one house. I'd buy, you know, like a $5 million house in South Beach, Florida, $5 million place in Hawaii, $5 million place in New York. You know, a little smaller, but all over the place, homie. But yeah, hey, that's just me.
No.
TV news producers of American Idol believe they made a really huge mistake by starting their 13th season while the Olympics were on. They believe now that a lot of their fans were watching the Olympics instead of Idol, and by the time the Olympics were over, they had missed the first three episodes of Idol and just sort of went, well, you know, we missed the beginning of it, so we won't watch it.
Well, they can blame it on anything they want to. The truth is, that's when I normally would jump in, is after they've whittled it down a little bit. That's just an excuse.
I agree.
That's not why I stopped doing it.
Directors of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences had a very quiet meeting yesterday, and the word I hear is they'd like Ellen DeGeneres to host the Oscars the next two years.
That does not surprise me.
Not at all. Publicists have set an over-underline when Justin Bieber will either be arrested or get into trouble. The line is 6 months. With spring and summer coming, I got to take the under on that.
I would agree.
Yeah, got to be the under. Got some odds and ends, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Has made 8 movies in the last 12 months. And she's going to take next year off. She's going to do what she really likes to do, go back to her home state of Kentucky where she bought a big horse ranch and ride horses on her farm.
That's got to be some kind of record. 8 movies in 12
Isn't
months.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. Word that Amy Adams and Kate Blanchett got matching tattoos right after the one of the Oscar post parties. The word is that they're small, but they're tattoos and they're tributes to their best friend, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It is. At his post-Oscar party, Elton John discussed doing a project with Britney Spears. Exactly. After her post-Oscar party, Madonna and her new 26-year-old boy toy, Tim Stephens, went out for breakfast, double dating with Madonna's ex, Sean Penn, and his new girlfriend, Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
You know, that's only in Hollywood I think that would happen, you know. The exes go out with a new boyfriend, new girlfriend.
Dan, you don't go out with your ex, do you?
Me?
Hell no.
No double dating?
Nope. No.
You talking to Danny Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Boy.
No, I don't go out with Satan.
Satan?
Yeah.
They didn't say where the tattoos were on those chicks, did they?
No.
Mm. Okay.
I think it's in their cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Peon? Come on, baby.
Yeah. Easy peon.
First T-shirt winner, Gilbert Peterson. And again, if you want to get an Aloha Friday Mike Evans T-shirt, just go to evansradio.com and click. I want to win a free T-shirt, but I'll have another drawing tomorrow. And even in the big star, such a Downton Abbey fan, said that he would actually be happy to do a cameo. George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, Clooney.
Robert Downey Jr.
I will also go Downey Jr.
The answer is George Clooney. I'm Mike Devin Lamar, I was saying.
Well, I have an inside track.
You know what, George. And that's exactly what I was going to say. He probably sent you a text because you co-starred together.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, man, just heads up, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Does anybody remember Morton Downey Jr.?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. That guy was so weird looking.
He was crazy. Well, he was just crazy.
And a great talk show.
That was Jerry Springer's show before Jerry Springer.
And did it better than Jerry Springer.
Yes, he did.
And I'll tell you, the other guy.
Constant smoking of the cigarette.
Well, and the other guy, the constant smoker whose show I love, was Tom Snyder.
Yes.
Man, I used to really like Tom Snyder. He was, and remember Dan Aykroyd doing the impression of Tom Snyder?
Oh, that was funny.
Dead on.
His laugh is like Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
It is like Burt Lancaster.
He did.
That was Mike. I think I told you that, though. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. I got a terrific Goodfeet testimonial to share with you. I will do that now. It's brief and to the point, but it makes the point that I tried to make for so long here. And let's just say his name is Jason. I don't like to do last names because, you know, you never know. There may be some reason somebody might not want their last name. But he says, Frank, on Wednesday, March 5th, why, that would be today, because this just came in today. He said... I'm sorry, it's dated Wednesday, March 5th. He says, my wife was in tears. She was in so much pain. She had to get a ride to Goodfeet in Creve Coeur from somebody else because she couldn't even drive. Let me tell you something. When you're in so much pain, you can't drive a car. Does that basically just mean sitting down? See, since somebody else took her to Goodfeet, he said, I made the appointment based on what I heard from your show. She just finished her appointment. Now, this is an email I got today, and he said she has sent me a text, and here's the text. Happy feet, and I am not talking about penguins. She said she was bouncing with delight. He says, praise God for one thing that was easy to fix. Thank you. No, Jason, thank you for knowing about Goodfeet. For taking your wife who was in tears, she was in so much pain, and I know there are people that think that's some sort of exaggeration. How could an insert, how could an arch support eliminate pain, sometimes pain that's not even in your feet? If you're in pain, and there's even the possibility that it could be coming from your feet because of the unequal distribution of weight, a simple change, shift, in the way you're standing or walking. It's not going to be dramatic. You're not going to start walking differently or look weird. It's just enough that it takes that pressure off. And for many, many, many people, this is the answer they've been looking for. I hope it will be for you. There are three Goodfeet locations in the St. Louis area. There is one in, well, it's on Olive across from TGI Fridays, just west of 270. One in South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's one-stop pain relief, the Goodfeet stores.
Meep, meep.
Well, let's head airborne now and check in with Tim Weil and see how traffic's moving.
God, Morton Downey Jr., didn't he have the loudmouth podium? Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Yes.
he used to watch it.
A loud one.
Yeah, he was. I used to watch it a lot. Well, the highways really aren't that bad. They've cleared that accident on Highway 370 at Elms, so there are no delays either direction there. It's pretty much thinned out on westbound 70 as you go from the Highway 270 to 94. It is getting a little heavier, though, around Cave Springs, 370 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. That was all due to that earlier accident that has been cleared and everything has moved out west. Westbound 40 still looks like it's the slow highway. We are jammed up from Kings Highway through McCausland, Ballast through Mason, Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 now slow, Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Are you headed for accounting stardom? Learn more about temporary accounting job opportunities at beabob.com. Account temps, a Robert Half Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Missouri with 5.5 to play, leads by 5.
Today, the Aggies of Texas A&M come to Mizzou Arena to take on our Mizzou Tigers.
Clarkson, middle floor on the logo. Guarded by Richardson, spinning, gets to the left elbow, put it up left side of the lane. A teardrop goes down to give Missouri a 3-point lead.
Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. Catch it all right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
I have about 15 seconds to tell you all how much I love you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We love you so much, and thank you for being with us. We're going to do this again tomorrow. We hope you will join us. Tell a friend. Until then, there's nothing left to say except have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight, parents at a Hazelwood school demanding answers after threats against their kids that involve photographs of a student with weapons.
New information tonight on the University of Missouri walkway collapse that killed a Columbia firefighter. The investigation that revealed what caused it. Goodwill is getting closer to finding the person who left thousands of dollars behind. The new information that could lead them to the accidental donor.
First at 6, teenage boys sending pictures of themselves with guns, allegedly threatening to kill other students, all sent through social media. That's what they're dealing with tonight at a Hazelwood middle school. And some parents are unhappy with the response they're getting. Fox 2's George Sells is live in North County with the story you'll see only on Fox. George.
And Sandy, administrators here at the Hazelwood School District have ordered letters sent home to parents at Southeast Middle School telling them what happened and that their kids are safe.